Thank you. What a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor it is to be able to come to your place to listen. And again, we are grateful for the Lord loving us and having mercy upon us and giving us everlasting life. Now, if you've been saved and born again, I'm talking about having your sins forgiven, not a member of some organization, some affiliation, a religious sect, or even a denomination, somewhat supposed to be a church. I'm talking about having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. And not just knowing about Him, but knowing Him as your personal Savior, having your sins forgiven, and being born again. The Bible said, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Jesus told a very religious man, I believe a man that had great intentions. If you'll be mindful of that, Nicodemus was one who defended the Lord Jesus on one occasion. He also got converted when he came to Jesus by night. It illustrates the fact when he came with Joseph of Arimathea to beg the body from Pontius Pilate to, of course, to have his burial. He was along with him. He was converted. He knew something was lacking, something was missing. I believe he was devout. I believe he was really intended to do right things and try to do good things. But he knew something was missing in his life. And of course, there was something greatly missing, and that was salvation. He never had experienced a new birth. He didn't know the Lord God of Israel as his personal Savior. He only knew about Him. How many of the people in the world nowadays, and it grieves my heart, who have joined the church and baptized in the watery grave and put on a case of the do-betters and turned over a new leaf with good intentions, and they felt like everything was wonderful. Gave them a real good feeling, that is, that they'd done something good. But beloved, there's none good, there's none righteous, no, not one. We've all like sheep gone astray. The Lord Jesus has laid iniquity, and it's all upon Him, and by His stripes only can you be healed. He's the healing balm. He's the chief physician. And you've got to know more just about Him. He's got to be personal. He's got to get real. He's got to get alive in you. God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That cannot and will not take place nor transpire until you get your sins forgiven. Jesus said to this very religious man, Nicodemus, He said, verily, verily, surely, surely, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot, he will not enter into the kingdom of God. Now, he wrestled with that fact. Nicodemus said he didn't understand what he was talking about. He asked him a question. He posed the question. Said, I'm an old man. Now, being an old man, how in the world am I going to go back into my mother's womb and be born again? He said, I can't do that. It's totally impossible. And so Jesus broke it down and said, Nicodemus, that's a water birth. That's a fleshly birth. You've got to be born of water and of the Spirit. That which is flesh, and that which is spirit, marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. You've got to experience the second birth. The first man's an earthly man. The second man's the Lord from heaven. You've got to be, of course, baptized into the body of Christ. And that's not talking about water. That's a spiritual baptism. The Bible said, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Now, beloved, there's all kinds of baptisms made mention in the Bible, so it must be something specific that He's talking about here, and it is. He's talking about those baptized with the Spirit of God. You must be baptized, beloved, into the body of Christ. You must die to self, give up self, crucify the old man, give up the old man that you might be a new man in Christ Jesus. You might be saved by God's marvelous, amazing grace. The only thing that you can bring on your behalf as a sinner is your broke heart. The Bible said the sacrifice of God, or broke heart and a contrite spirit. That's a sacrifice that God cannot and will not despise. Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. And you've got to be born again. That is, Christ has got to be born in you. God in you, Christ in you, hope of glory. And He said, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Now, the baptism He's talking about, the essential salvation, is a baptism of the Holy Spirit of God. And, beloved, when you get saved, you're baptized into His body. That's a spiritual baptism, beloved. That's the essential baptism that one must experience to expect to go to heaven. That's the second birth. That's the Lord from heaven. That's when you get born the second time, and He gets alive in you. God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that comes very simply, beloved. Not by any good thing you do or have done or intend to do, beloved, or quitting this or quitting that. That's not going to save you. You're a sinner. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Everybody's going to perish if they die in their sins. Once they reach that age of accountability, and sin is imputed, beloved, alienated and separated from God Almighty, beloved, if they die in that predicament, die in that state, they'll wind up lifting up their eyes and going to a place of eternal torment, eternal damnation, and an unquenchable fire. fire and the smoke of the torment of the second death. They listen to me. There'll be no rest, no, day nor night, no, forever and ever and ever and ever. They're going to go and they'll be eternally lost, beloved, in eternal damnation, eternal sorrow, beloved, and weeping and wailing and gnashing the teeth in a place that's prepared for Satan and his angel. If you go there, you go as an intruder. Jesus died for the sin of the world. And whosoever, that included you and me and anybody else, beloved, would come and get them a drink out of this well of living water whereby they'd never thirst again. Now, I knew what it was to live in sin and carry on and the pleasure of sin for a season. Beloved, I did that up till I was 23 years old. But at 23 years old, I got broke, I got contrite, I got sick and tired of my sinful, shameful self and weighed, beloved, and I brought my broke heart to Him. All of you knew who He was. My mother introduced me to Him when I was a little fellow. She told me about Him. I not only seen Him in her, but I knew He was alive because of what I felt coming out of her when she introduced me to Jesus. I knew He was the Son of God. I knew there was something special about His name. I knew that He died for my sin, that God raised Him from the dead. I believed that, but I didn't know Him. I never had accepted Him, beloved. I never had repented of my sin. Jesus said, accept. No other exception. Except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. So I repented. I repented of my sins. I come with my broke heart. I give up my will to the will of God. I called on Him out of the depth of my heart. The psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all his trouble. What a great day. What a wonderful day. The song says, I shall never forget when heaven came down. Thank God and glory fill my soul. What a wonderful Savior that He is. He's able to save, the Bible said, to the uttermost. And I say right on down to the guttermost. There is no restraint with the Lord to save by many or by few. Our God will able, beloved. He does save sinners, and we're all in that category. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God that's done righteous. No, not one. We've all like sheep gone astray. But thank God the Lord Jesus has laid the iniquity of us all upon Him. By His stripes only can, beloved, you be healed. He's the healing balm. He's the chief physician. He's the Savior of the world. If you expect to get to heaven, you'll have to come in through the door. And also, He is the door. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man, nobody come to the Father but by Him. I don't care what they proclaim, but what they have to say about what they've got as being the right way. There's not but one way, beloved. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come into the Father but by Him. God gave Him for our sin, beloved. And God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son in the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. Yes, sir, He's the great I Am. He said, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the great I Am. Yes, sir. And He died for sin. When He died at Calvary, gave up the ghost. Beloved, I'll tell you something that happened spectacular. The veil that separated the holy place from the holiest of holiest rent from top to bottom, beloved. And nobody went inside that veil but once a year at the Day of Atonement. But the high priest only, for his own sin first of all, then the sin of the people. He could not sit down. He had to sprinkle the blood and all the holy things inside that place, the holiest of holies. And then he had to come out of there, beloved. And of course, only once a year at the Day of Atonement. And sin had not been settled. And he could not sit down because he was not the real high priest, the mediator between God and man. That man, beloved, is Christ Jesus. But when he died at Calvary, gave up the ghost, the Bible said the veil went from top to bottom and signify the way had been made, the price had been paid, the sin had been atoned for, and Jesus covered us, beloved, with His own blood. He sacrificed Himself, a lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world, before the world ever was. He was in the very beginning, beloved. And God created all things by Him and for Him and for the good pleasure of His will. Yes, He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has the unchangeable priesthood, the great mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. Yes, He's God Almighty, reincarnate in a human body. He settled the sin debt, beloved. He paid it in full. And that veil rent from top to bottom, signifying the way had been made, beloved, into the holiest of holies by the new and the living way which He, that's Jesus, has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. He took our sins and nailed them to His cross, beloved, and then because of that we have access to God Almighty through the blood of His cross. We can come boldly, that is, with confidence, beloved, with confidence. And then He crawled the rope, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. I'm purchased of God. I'm born of His Spirit. I'm washed in His blood. She said, this is my story. This is my song. Praising the Savior all the day long. What a wonderful Savior, beloved, that He is. He saves sinners. If He didn't, we'd all go to hell. Everybody's a sinner, was shaped in iniquity and born in sin. Not a just man, not a righteous man, but all to face the earth. All of us are guilty before God as a sinner. That's why Jesus died. He's the Savior. He knew no sin. Neither was a guile found in His mouth. He had the immaculate birth. He was conceived in the womb of a virgin, beloved. He said a virgin is going to conceive in Isaiah 7:14. A virgin is going to conceive, bring forth a son. His name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And if He's saved, God in us to hope and glory. Yes, He is the divine one, the only one, beloved, the only name under heaven given among men whereby all the world must be saved. Now, if you get to heaven, you'll have to be through the blood of His cross. You've got nothing to offer, nothing to bring. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Listen, it takes the blood. In the Old Testament, all the things under the law of blood required blood sacrifices. All those sacrifices pointed to a higher power, beloved, had to bring eternal salvation. All those animals, those that were to be the best that they had to offer the first into the flock, without spot, without blemish. They to bring those things with peace offering, sin offering, burnt offering. All those offerings, beloved, pointed to a Savior that would come and bring closer eternal redemption. And Jesus is the Lamb of God, the spotless Lamb, the Lamb without spot, the Lamb without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world, beloved. He covered him with God Almighty, Heavenly Father. He tasted of His bitter cup. He said, Father, this is the reason I come. This I've come into the world that He might bring eternal redemption. He gave Himself freely. Beloved, He wasn't a martyr. He was a sacrifice. He sacrificed Himself for our sins. And he that knew no sin, thank God, became sin. You and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Hallelujah this morning. What a Savior that saved a poor, lost soul like me. I was straying in sin's dark valley. No hope within could I see. But then I met the Savior who saved the poor, lost soul like me. What a great Savior that He is. He wants to save you if you're listening to me. And you've never had a real personal experience in grace. Well, you know about Him. You believe He's the Son of God and you're believing right. He is, beloved. But have you had that personal experience in grace? Have you repented of your sins? I'm talking about turning from yourself and giving up self and bringing your broke heart and asking God to have mercy upon you, a sinner, not tongue in cheek, mind and mouth with your heart. Bring your heart, beloved. Bring your broke heart. Bring that remorse, sense of conviction, beloved, and condemnation in your heart and want God to have mercy upon you, a sinner. When you call on Him in that respect, beloved, He'll hear your feeble cry. He'll save you and He'll give you eternal life. And I guarantee when He does, you'll be the first one to know it. And I see my time just about gone. Write to us and pray for us. And God bless you. It's our prayer in His name. Amen.